Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
Go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, O blessed Father, each morning we come to you and we praise you, and then we ask you for this and for that. Forgive our selfish hearts. Make us a people of moral principles that are quick to ask your wisdom and heed your way. May we find contentment, but avoid complacency. May we show your love. May we use your word as our roadmap and guide on our path of life here. May we always realize that we are spiritual beings here for a temporary human experience and not human beings here for a temporary spiritual experience. You have granted to us eternity. But this life is a mission for you and for us. I ask, Father, that you protect President Donald J. Trump and grant him your wisdom. You've put beside him Vice President Mike Pence, and may they lift one another up and follow your voice. Surround them with wise and godly counsel. Reveal them. Reveal those amongst them that are not of you. We ask this for your glory and not theirs or ours. May this nation be seen once again as a godly nation. May our prayers and supplications to you be an encouragement and inspire others to bring America home. We know you should rule in all things in our lives. Bless today's show as we talk about fiscal responsibility or the lack thereof, how it is needed not just in our government, but in our own lives. I thank you for the guest we have today in Melody Cedarstrom. She is a friend and a sponsor, and she also cares deeply about you and those she serves. We long for our nation to return to you in all its ways. May it start today with each listener for such a time as this, I pray. Amen. You know, I mentioned this morning in our prayer that I want to talk about the absurdity of this nation's debt, and unfortunately the majority of its citizens. I was reading an excerpt from a book written by Dennis Prager along with another article, What Happened to All the Fiscal Conservatives. And as I mentioned this in the past, spending is always a nonpartisan ordeal in D.C. They don't seem to have any problem spending. Oh, they may argue about $1,000 or $1 million here and there and what department to give it to, but the spending is never a problem. But they always manage to add to the omnibus bill, and it's always a last-minute charge to save the nation, to save it from being shut down, and so they continue a debt. We have Melody Cedarstrom with us this morning, and she is... always welcome here. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with my earplugs. I cannot hear. So I'm having a little problem with it, and I do apologize for my stammering around. But Melody Cedarstrom is with us here today, and I want to thank her for being a sponsor of the show. And she's someone who really does care about truth and fiscal matters and common sense. And we always welcome her when she comes on. And Melody, thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Well, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure to be here. You know, I have too much fun on the program. Shouldn't be.
I know. You know, there's some people that say you shouldn't have that much fun. And this is the fastest hour of the day. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. But thank you.
But, well, you're welcome. I sent you that article, and, you know, I got to reading it again today, and I just have to shake my head. Because common sense tells us that we just can't keep spending. And it's going to break us. It's just a matter of time. And then I had another article, and I don't know if you were on the phone listening or not, that's been, you know, everybody's written a book, except me. I can't seem to get mine done. I'm working on it. But this is Dennis Prager, and he's written a book about what the Bible says about today's hottest topics. And in this particular spread of what he's got in the book, he talks about fiscal responsibility, you know, neither a borrower nor a lender be. Borrower is a slave to the lender, and that's out of Proverbs. And, you know, what has gone on with us that we don't seem to understand that? It's not just our nation. All of us are that way. The majority of the American people are running their lives in debt. And it just can't continue. And then we wonder when things go bad, you know, and you see those commercials about how to get out of debt or, you know, help us, we'll take care of your debtors, give us money. And it goes on and on and on. What happened, Melody?
Well,
you didn't know you were going to get that question.
Did you? Where do I begin?
Let me count the ways.
I mean, you always just break it down, and I think all the listeners already know. I mean, you break it down, and you go back to the beginning. And you go back to the beginning, to the creation of the Federal Reserve. You go back to the, you know, banks have always sort of ruled the economies and, you know, the recessions and good economies, bad economies. And, you know, every time there is a recession, you can always point to the bankers. They're the ones who create it. They're the ones who get wealthy and more powerful. Creation of the Federal Reserve, taking us off the gold standard and going through the various wars. I mean, they were money makers back then, and everybody knows it. They were created, and, you know, they take us off the gold standard, and there is no more accountability. Not only fiscally, there's no accountability. Government kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and, you know, and here we are today. Through the Depression, through, you know, the various booms and busts, through inflation, our dollar getting weaker, what's worth less than 5 cents? And these are things that, you know, people just have, you know, the carrot was dangled in front of the people, because they're the ones it's the people who had to be fooled in order for government to do what they did, for the bankers to do what they did. The creation and, you know, at one point in time, Wall Street was for the wealthy. You know, going into the Depression, they lured the common guy in there. And the old story was, I can't remember if it was Rockefeller or Rothschild, probably Rockefeller. He was getting his shoe shined, and the shoe shine boy said, you know, started giving him a stock tip. Rockefeller left and sold all his shares. He says, that was my sign. That was to get out. And then here comes the Depression. And you know, so it's a tale of greed. It's a tale of runaway government. Here we are today. The carrot was dangled. It's nice for people. You know, people like going out and being able to do whatever they want when they want. It's a self-gratification and everything else, all the reason, all the common sense, all basically religion. It was just all thrown out the window for,
you know,
stuff.
You know, in my prayer this morning, I asked the Lord to help us to be a complacent people, but not an apathetic people. You know, and I think we as a people have been apathetic, and government has just run away and run amok. And, you know, I'm not sure we can get it back. And I'm not trying to be a gloom and doomer, folks. I know who is the solution. Anyway, the music's going, and I'm going to have to head out to the break, and we will talk more about this. There's so much going on, Melody, so much. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Democrat Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in.
All right, I can hear now.
We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Liberty Oil Field Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oil Field Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I can hear, Melody, I can hear. I was having so much trouble with my little earplugs that I couldn't hear, so I've got my old headphones back on so I can hear. And I feel much better now. I'm calmed down now. I was kind of losing it there for a little bit because I couldn't hear a thing. Anyway, we were talking about fiscal responsibility, and I have been studying lately, getting prepared to give a speech. And, you know, I go into this and I study the Constitution. I go back and I study things. And then I picked up an article today. It has nothing to do with our show. Other than when I ask you what happened, when did this all begin? Well, it began a long time ago, a very long time ago, fiscally and liberty-wise, which go hand in hand. And this particular article, because in my speech I'm supposed to talk about the Constitution, and I'm certainly no scholar. But as I was studying, I hope nobody's listening that's going to hear this speech. Anyway, as I was studying, and then looking at articles this morning, you stop and you realize when they started in D.C. to start to take in the realm away from the states. And now, of course, we see it sweeping across that they're trying to take over the states in another way, not just removing their authority in D.C., but in their own states they're trying to put progressive, let's just call them what they are, socialist communists in place in governorships, in attorney general offices, lieutenant governor's offices, everywhere they possibly can, they're doing that.
But way back when they changed how we elect senators, the states gave up authority then. They gave up holding accountability to their senators because now it's a popular vote. It's no longer they're appointed by the legislator of the state and they have to be held accountable by those because those are who they're, who put them in place, their boss, so to speak. And that changed. And when you stop and you think about it, and I thought, well, I'm the only one who thinks this, that took the authority away from the states, I'm reading this article this morning, and that's exactly what that person's saying, that it started way back then. So they started a long time ago, just like you said, removing the gold standard, turning the currency, turning our economy over to the Federal Reserve, which is not anything to do with our government. They just sold us out. That's how I see it. Is that how you see it?
Absolutely. And you mentioned a very important word, and that's popular. Two words, popular vote. And if you'll notice that if anybody watches the mainstream media and so forth, you'll hear more and more, like with Bernie Sanders being up there, he won the popular vote. He won this popular vote. That person won that popular vote. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to also change this election, and because it's the electoral vote, it's the electoral college vote.
Oh, yeah.
And if it happens, turns out the same way it happened in 2016, and I think someone said that the first thing that they'll do when they get in office is to remove the electoral vote.
They won't remove it.
It's a popular vote.
Because they'll try.
I know.
They won't.
I know.
They'll reconfigure it, which is what they're trying to do.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So they can still say we have an electoral vote. Well, one thing that they want...
a popular vote.
Because we're like electing a prom queen and king,
Yeah.
But also... Go ahead.
So you're right. That changes the whole ball game. And it becomes to where nothing matters. And I'll tell you what, when we get to that point, I mean, in our finances, what's the one thing that people will turn to government is when they're hurting financially. That's what moves people to government.
Mm-hmm.
And that people turn to government when even people that are holding... You have pension plans, retirement accounts. If they lose 70% of that, who do you think they're going to turn to? Thinking they'll get it back or get some of it back and they'll help them. It's government.
They'll blame them for one thing. They'll blame the government for one thing, and so then they'll want to change whoever they're elected.
Whoever, you're right, whoever they think will help them.
Exactly.
And they'll be open to anything. They'll be open to all the lies that are given to them.
You know, it's just amazing to me. And then I do some crazy things sometimes. I was putting my pencil to the paper. And I remembered what Pelosi said and some others. And I don't think they're going to get this done. But if they would, how horrible it's going to be. It's going to be astronomical as far as how we're governed. But there are those who want to change the Senate to look to mirror just what the House of Representatives is, the 435. Instead of every state having two senators, it'll all be based just like your House of Representatives. In the 710,000 population, you get one representative. Well, where I'm speaking, that state is a small popular state. Their population. And so now they have two senators. If they would pull that off, they would have one. So here we changed how we elect senators, and now they're wanting to do this. I'm sure it'll still be a popular vote, but they'll change on how, and that, how devastating that'll be to many states as to how they are governed and how unfair it's going to be to us states who have less population. And how we're going to be represented. the electoral vote won't even matter if they do something
won't
like that.
Won't even matter. Nope.
Not even matter at all. That's what I said. They don't have to get rid of it. They're just going to go around it. And
true.
People are stupid enough, and I don't mean that in a bad way. We're not paying attention enough to realize. An article I read yesterday about what they had done to the Senate, it said, and since this time, the American people have enjoyed electing their own senators. Well, just because you enjoy it doesn't mean it's good for you. I love chocolate, and I can enjoy it a lot, but that doesn't mean it's good for me. So it does go back. And I didn't mean to go this direction today when I started. I wanted to stay focused on our fiscal responsibility.
But the thing of it is, it's all part of it. We wouldn't be here. They wouldn't be trying to change that if we had a constitutional money, a monetary system. They wouldn't have gotten, the government would not have gone as corrupt. It might have been corrupt, sure, it doesn't eliminate everything.
No, it's got people
the government
in it,
would not
be
as big. We wouldn't be having these discussions. Everything goes back to the money. And when there was no more accountability in government, the social programs were created, and you know, senior citizens thinks even the young kids today think that the New Deal was such a good, was, you know, it because it were social programs. So we are already a socialist nation.
Yeah,
financially,
I don't like to say it, but it's true.
And we just don't have the recognition, and hey, there's such theatrics. I believe these politicians are in these places at this time for their purposes. Look at Bernie Sanders. You know, before he, you know, before 2016, if he even mentioned that, you know, we would have a politician calling himself a democratic socialist, there'd be outraged. But he's desensitized to the term socialism. Now it's become an acceptable word. Because most people, you know, that are accepting it, like the youth, the millennials, and those that are going to, they don't even probably know the difference between socialism. They don't even know we're a republic. So
you're right. You're right. Well, that's what we're supposed to be. But we're being governed as a democracy because that's
right.
The way the Congress is doing it and the presidents. I think President Trump's trying to get away from it. But how can you? I mean, you're in so deep. It's like you've got concrete on your feet and you can't hardly pick it up and move and go into a common sense direction because everything is so piled up with this bureaucracy that we have in their so-called democracy that is just robbing the American people of all their liberties. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. If you want to join in on our rant, you're welcome to it. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Melody Seedstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Visit her website at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or give her a call in our office at 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations. And they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom. In fact, we're just going to say today's show is brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can give them a call and get invested with your gold and your silver at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The article that I sent you, I have to chuckle at these articles. I get them and they have some good information and stats and data and blah, blah, blah in them. But I have to chuckle because the guy that wrote this, he was a deputy assistant to George H.W. Bush. And I'm thinking, they weren't fiscal then either. He's telling everybody how we could be fiscal now and talking about the omnibus bill and what's going to happen. And whether it's an election year or not, it always comes down, you know, every 6 months they've got to, or however often this comes up, you know, it's the next couple of weeks that we've got to do something or the government's going to shut down. Will they do this? Will they do that? And it's all so theatrical and it's like, oh, stop it. You know, I'm chuckling because it's the same people who have been doing this that are writing the books and telling us how it should be done.
Well, you're absolutely correct. The Republican Party was always supposed to be the ones that were supposedly fiscally responsible. At least that's what they ran on. Yes. And, of course, we all know they weren't. But even the Tea Party. I mean, look at the old Tea Partiers that are still in D.C. today. Whereas, yes. You know, they were there, the ones who ran in Washington and you know, complained the most. And yet they're right there, quiet as little church mice, not standing
up,
not doing anything but signing it and going right along with the bulb, because everybody knows. The sad thing is, the people of the country, they just hope it keeps going the way it is. But yet the people really know that government has to keep spending. They have to keep doing this. They have to keep throwing the money at it. And or if they don't, it does collapse. And even the people don't want it to collapse. We've gotten to the point where probably the majority of the people in this country just want government to keep doing what they're doing, which is, you know, which is spreading us into oblivion. But yet people don't want change. They want it to stay. They want it to stay as it is.
Change is scary.
You know, because
and they're what?
I says, you know, they want it to stay as it is because they're working, you know, even though their dollar isn't buying what it used to. I mean, I'm reading an article today where there's actually healthcare workers. They're beginning to fight for higher wages. Why? Because they can't afford their healthcare, yet they're in the healthcare industry. I mean, these things are just so, but yet nobody, you know, they're complaining because they're not getting it. They're not getting their wages increased, but they're not asking why healthcare is so expensive and why, you know, they don't want to fix the problem. They just want more money so they can pay for it. But then again, these same people are in debt. You know, they're driving new companies. Not all of them, but you know, a lot of them, or we wouldn't be hitting, you know, record debts, you know, for the people. And yet, you know, they're still going out and they're still doing this. They're buying their TVs. They're buying their phones or the modern, you know, they're still spending thousands of dollars on their phones and all this, but yet they can't afford their health care. So there's a lot wrong with the picture. But no one really cares to pick out the problems with the picture.
You know, we can blame D.C., and I do blame D.C., but the American people are not willing to give up anything.
It's
and
our
the fix
country,
will
we're
be painful.
It's our
You're
country.
Right.
We're all responsible.
That's what a republic is. That's what a republic is.
And we
but we don't want
to
give
job.
Up anything.
No.
We don't want to give up anything. And we know the fix is going to be painful. Change can be very scary and painful. And that's why people don't, you know, oh, let's just keep it going. Let's not fix it. Let's just keep that boat floating. Just keep putting corks in the holes, you know. Just
That's
keep
exactly
on doing
what
it.
That's exactly what they're doing. And everybody's behind it. So now they can do even more because everybody's behind it. But eventually, the bill needs to be paid. And we have debt too great to be paid. And it's really as simple as all that. And, you know, we look at these repo markets. I mean, gold is going up. The dollar has been getting stronger. Gold has been going up along with the dollar, which is usually the opposite for gold. Gold has been doing very well. And there's not a whole lot. I mean, we don't know how the coronavirus is going to affect the economies. Everybody's pumping money into the system. China is pumping money into the system to affect the issues that they've had with their economy, with the coronavirus, with everything shutting down. Things are beginning to come back online, but we don't know the extent of how it's going to affect the economies. And the thing of in today's world, all the economies are attached at the hip.
Oh yeah,
more so than what they were in the mid 90s with the Asian contagion.
Yeah,
I mean multiply that times 20 or 100 or whatever number you choose. But we're all tied at the hip with other economies. So what does happen there is going to filter through. You know, we read signs, we read articles, the trucking industry. I mean, the trucking industry is the backbone of this country. The trucking industry stops, our economy stops. But yet there's been trucking businesses that are going out of business, filing bankruptcies. Truckers are slowing down. They're significantly seeing these changes. But none of this information is brought up or talked about on the news. None of these politicians, regardless of what side they're on, talk about things like that.
No, they don't. No, they don't. But they don't want the reality to really hit.
They don't want the reality to hit because they can't.
If the reality really hit, you know, the American people might start deciding, well, maybe we ought to rethink this. And I know a lot of Americans do know that. We're not alone. We're not the only two people here that believe the fiscal responsibility is beyond crazy right now because there is no responsibility. And we know that it's trickled down or trickled up, whichever way you want to look at it. The American people are living in debt. The country's living in debt. And eventually we're going to have to pay the maker. You know, you're a slave to the lender. And eventually we're going to have to pay the lender. And it's not going to be pretty. And I am concerned about that. You said that, give us a little market report. You said that gold is doing well. What is that today? What is it? Have you got that report today?
Yeah, gold's still over 1600 a day. We had a nice surge in silver yesterday. It was up 43 cents. So we're looking at gold at, silver at 1831. So we've had, they're all stronger. Let me take a look at the dollar, see where the dollar's at today. Well, my screen's not allowing me to go there for some reason.
Uh-oh.
Oh, typical. It always happens when you're live on the radio.
Of course it does. But the gold and silver is doing good, and is that a good sign? It is, isn't it?
It's a good sign for those who hold gold and silver in their portfolios, but again, it's an indicator of where we're headed and what's happening behind the scenes. And the thing is, let's see if I can get to the index. No, still not letting me go there. Here we go. The index is up approaching 100. We're at 99.61. So you still have gold going higher. They usually work in reverse. The stronger the dollar, usually the weaker gold goes. So, again, we're seeing changes in these little things. We see changes. And people should pay attention to these little changes. Does that mean the system's going to break tomorrow? No, it doesn't mean that at all. But it means something's not right. It means there's hiccups in these markets. I mean, we've talked about the repo market. Everybody knows that the Fed is pumping money into the repo market. The repo market is necessary to keep these banks solvent. The big banks, J.P. Morgan, Bank America.
Right.
You know, and now I was reading where the Fed is trying to pull out of these overnight markets. They're not cutting out completely, but they started that last Friday. So we've seen gold going up quite a bit. It was up, you know, $20-some yesterday. So, you know, we see these little things, and we're not sure if it has that impact, this impact, but they all mean something.
Yeah,
and something's
they all do
not
mean
right.
Something.
It's not functioning properly.
And we're heading into a break. I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back and then give your information again. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is sponsoring today's show, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is help tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Get it. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She has been a long sponsor of the show. She is the reason we are still here. She saved us more than once. We appreciate it so much, Melody, and we appreciate what you do. I think we're a good combo when we're on together. We click. We're probably bad for each other. We get each other's blood pressure up. And we've decided every time we're on, we call ourselves the two. Unlike the View, we call ourselves the two. I think we got a little more common sense than those people.
One of these days, we will have the program called the two.
But I hope so too. You're a lot of fun. You're a lot of fun.
You
give me a lot of insight and help my thinking on the financial side, because I don't have that kind of a brain, and you do. My brain goes other directions, and sometimes more than one direction at one time. So you do help me with the economy and to understand some of the things that are going on. And right now there is a lot going on, and I know we were talking as we went into the break about, you know, the dollar and the gold, and we need to watch these things. That it doesn't necessarily mean something immediate, but it is something different. It's not the way it has normally gone, so you're paying attention to how those are going. And I'm looking at the politics of things, and I know you're watching that arena as well. And what I see is not, you know, I realize we've had a coup against the president. But going back to what we talked about at the very beginning of the show, I believe we have a coup against the republic. These establishment, and they're not just Democrats, they cannot have us going back to our Constitution. They cannot have us going back to that. That's why they're attacking it. And if they can't change it, like we said with the Electoral College, then they'll go around it, because then it makes them look better. Oh, we didn't change that. You still have that. But we made it insignificant, you know. But most people aren't paying enough attention or understand why that Electoral College is there to protect the people as individuals. That we just let these politicians run amok, and that's what they have done for over 100 years now. And, you know, safeguarding ourselves is important. We can't go with the flow.
You know, we said a lot of people don't want it to change. They want to keep going with the government. But we can't continue to go with the flow. If we're going to protect our families and ourselves, then we need, and let's say our posterity, which is the future, our children's future, their children, and their children. How do we do that? Well, we have to have some kind of backup, which is really should be the forefront, but that's the gold and the silver. Did I say that right? I'm hoping I got that out right. But it needs to be our security. And the government's not going to back your money, but you can. Correct?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You can back your own fiat currency. You can have your own gold standard, your own gold and silver standard. You can have your own monetary policy. And that's what's needed. And I can't stress enough the times that we live in. And I think everybody can kind of guess that. There is a peak.
Yeah.
And this will come to a head. And I think with the elections, I think with so much division in this country, I think it's sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly I myself, sure, I wish it could be postponed for, I wish there's somebody that would actually change, you know, get things done. But I think we've gone past the point of
that happening.
Being able to fix things. So the best case scenario is seeing to try to maintain status quo. So if that means to continue to pump everything into these systems, the government, again, is going to print until the cows come home. The Fed is going to be in there stimulating the economy. The Fed's going to be in there buying back the repos to make sure that rates don't rise up. So debt doesn't, the leverage doesn't freeze up overnight for the major banks. And they are all working together to keep it going. And you're going to see, you know, the regulations begin to come off, you know, to these banks, all heading up to what we experienced in 2008. And this is 2008 is going to be a walk in the park compared to what we're going to experience. And everybody says, oh, you're such a gloom and doomer. No, I'm not. This is just facts. This is truth.
It's just reality.
Reality of things.
You know,
and if you choose reality to be a gloom and doom, then it is for you. But I always look to worst-case scenarios. I prepare for worst-case scenarios, and then it's a breeze. You can get through anything because it's never worst-case scenario. So instead of the market dropping 70%, maybe it'll only be 50%. But if you're prepared for 70%, it's great. That's not great, but, I mean, you know, you're better off. So
you're protected.
You're protected.
You're prepared.
Mm-hmm. You're prepared. Exactly. So, no, this is truth. This is reality. We can't, I don't care how many trade deals we do. I don't care how many jobs have been created. I don't care how many the wages are increased. Because of our fiat system, our dollars are going to buy less. Inflation is here to stay. Every day inflation is going higher. And your dollars buy less. It's as simple as that. And so all the things that seem like they're graded ideas might be, but it's not going to help what we have here. We're not going to be able to grow ourselves out of our problem. We've already been, you know, there's predictions already for our GDP to be dropping. World GDP is dropping. Japan has dropped. They've had their worst quarter since 2014. That was before Abe was in there pumping it, and this was, you know, and Abe's been pumping in money into the system since then. You got negative rate. I mean, do people think this is normal?
Well, we're about out of time, so let's give your information again at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Give her a call. And Melody, I know you say you're not a financial planner, but you can help folks decide. Just give them the facts and they can decide what they need to do or how they want to get started if they haven't started yet, correct?
Absolutely. If you have questions, yeah, talk to me. I mean, I allow people to think for themselves. and I give you the information so that you can, so that you can make informed decisions.
Absolutely.
So, sure, call me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being I feel like I took you all over the place today, but I kind of do that anyway. So thank you. I appreciate it so
Alrighty,
much. She'll be
then.
Back with us in a couple
Bye-bye.
Of weeks. Thank you. God bless you. Go to her website, dgscoins.com, and sign up for her newsletter. That's dgscoins.com. Give her a call in the office. Get started preparing. Have your own gold and silver standard in your home, in your finances at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Let's have fiscal responsibility at home and bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let BethAnn be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?